This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since late 2015, we've been tracking what we're calling the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index. Just before Election Day last fall, this reading of how Americans experience our day-to-day economic stresses was up. But where is anxiety now? Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, joins us with the latest.
Well, this is one of the many surprise findings of this survey. Economic anxiety went down, and it went down somewhat dramatically since the last survey before the election. What's interesting is it's pretty much across the board, and it's not clear if it's despite the election, because of the election, or if the election actually is incidental to just general trends that are making people feel more confident.
Anxiety down in every age group, did you find?
No, there was one group where anxiety actually rose a bit, and that was among 18 to 24-year-olds, the youngest people in our survey. And there's a lot of underlying factors that lead to that anxiety, things like student loans or fear about finding a job, keeping a job, fears about healthcare, all kinds of things. But also, you see that this is the group that by far has the least positive impression of President Trump's handling of the economy. So that probably is a factor as well.
Larry, we also asked about some of the approaches advertised by the Trump administration, whether people support publicly pressuring companies, often through tweets about business decisions. What do we find here?
About equal numbers of people said it's a good thing that President Trump pressures businesses and a bad thing that he does it. What's fascinating, however, is that Republicans are more likely to like the idea of him pressuring businesses and Democrats less so. It shows how just clear the partisan story is. If you just asked on sort of a blank slate, how do you feel about the government pressuring businesses? Traditionally and historically, Republicans would have been opposed to such an idea, and Democrats probably more in favor. Once you inject the word Trump into it, it does really change a lot of the perspective on things.
So in our perpetual search for at least some common ground in America, is there anything that we're more likely to agree on based on the latest findings?
Huge majorities of Americans on both sides of the aisle were extremely supportive of a large-scale infrastructure spending program. There was also overwhelming support for the idea of raising taxes on businesses that move manufacturing jobs overseas. Both Republicans and Democrats supported that in huge numbers. And what I find interesting about that is some of the other things that Trump has focused upon, trade deals and building the wall, immigration, are very much less popular. And so if he looks at our poll, he'll probably pivot to these things that are broadly popular, and that might improve his standing with a lot of people.
So talking about anxieties, healthcare comes to mind for a lot of people, the future of Obamacare and so forth. What do we know from this data?
We found that the level of anxiety about healthcare is exceptionally high. A huge majority of people say they worry at least sometimes about healthcare, about it wrecking them financially, about being unable to find insurance or be able to pay for things. So of all the reasons that people have economic anxiety in the States, it turns out healthcare is probably the single biggest driver, more so than even jobs. And in a previous survey, we asked a question about what makes a good job, including fulfilling work, good pay, being treated fairly. And yet having good health care as part of that job was actually the single biggest definition of a good job for people.
People are worried about where this is going as a matter of policy. People, it looks like, are worried about losing the coverage they have.
Yes, absolutely. Of course, for most people, their healthcare is attached to their job. And so if you lose your job, you're thrown into uncertainty about your healthcare. And then, of course, the people who have obtained healthcare through Obamacare and the new exchanges and things of that nature have tremendous concern about if that were repealed, what would it be replaced with? And would they no longer be able to afford insurance?
Now, a major part of economic anxiety is whether or not you hold your job. Most Americans are not worried about losing their job in the next year, we find, but 40% are. And I'm very interested in what people are specifically worried about. Why might they lose their jobs? What did we find out?
People in the hourly wage world are much more concerned about work, whether it comes and whether it goes. It's just a world that provides a lot less certainty in the day-to-day work world. And then those concerns are exacerbated by trade and immigration. And if you look at people who are on an hourly wage, they are much more likely to be concerned about the effects of trade deals and the effects of immigration on their ability to make a living.
Larry Rosen is president of Edison Research, the Marketplace Edison Research poll. Findings at marketplace.org. Thank you for taking us through this.
Of course.